escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Phillies off today. Tomorrow, open a series with the Cincinnati Reds. I'm glad they're playing on July 4th. We've had too many years recently where they don't play on Memorial Day or July 4th. Give me baseball on the holidays. They should play on all the holidays. Memorial Day and July 4th, Labor Day. So Phillies tomorrow, day game against the Cincinnati Reds. All right, back to your phone calls in just a minute here. On the Bryce Harper era so far, and if it ends without a World Series, can we consider this a success? Let's check in on the Twitter poll here. Of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up today, Hugh, and I think it's interesting how far in one direction one of the polls is going. All right, so first one, can the Bryce Harper Phillies era be a success without a World Series championship? 65% are with you, Hugh, saying no.
No.
Without a championship, no success. 35% with me. But this is the poll I'm actually more interested in. Should Hugh Douglas attend his community block party on July 4th? And we are at 81% yes. Overwhelming that you get out there and mingle with the people.
That's not going to happen.
It's a pretty big number, Francisco. I mean, 81%, y'all. You can't ignore that.
If you're getting that much support, Hugh, you just do it.
You got to
do it for the people. You got to do it for the people. Don't do it for you. Do it for the people.
Yeah. I'm not going.
It's not about you. It's about the people.
Not going.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Now, before.
I love the people, though. I'm not going.
Well, if you love the people, you probably got to mingle a little bit.
Don't be bothered.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. Is it hard to go have, you know, a few pieces of whatever, burger, hot dog, Lizzie?
You do the thing where you go for an hour, and if you're not having all that much fun, leave.
Yeah.
It's fine.
There's no commitment to a block party.
There's nothing wrong with that. An hour of your time.
Yeah. Now, hold on. I think I've uncovered some of the issues.
What's that?
Do you not want to eat a glizzy in front of your neighbors?
I'm not eating a glizzy.
Do you know about his hot dog thing?
I don't eat glizzies.
No, that's not that. Hugh will not eat a hot dog like a regular person. He has to break it up into little pieces.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Well, you eat it with a fork?
Well, whatever, his hands.
No, I don't eat it with a fork.
But he won't just eat it normal because he's uncomfortable eating it normal.
How do you not eat it normal? Like, how would you
go?
Well,
you know, I don't put the whole glizzy in my mouth. I don't do that. I'm not putting the glizzy in my mouth. I'm not doing that.
You eat it piece by piece.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But he'll break it up like a child
and then pick it up piece by piece. And put a piece
that's
in.
A little weird. Like, what do you put? That's a little weird.
It is weird.
Oh, so you just put the whole glizzy in your mouth?
Well,
yeah, like eat it bite by bite.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
You realize everyone else thinks this is normal.
I mean, that's okay.
I know, but.
That's okay.
I think you used to break the ice in the neighborhood, you go out there, have a few glizzies whole, and go back inside.
Definitely not having a few glizzies. Definitely not doing that. I hear what you're saying, but no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, all right.
It's not going to happen.
215-592-9494. It's how you operate. All right, so I wanted to rank here my five favorite Harper moments in his time, his, you know, first half of his contract here. So we're going to do these in chronological order. I wasn't ranking really of like the best, but just kind of chronologically from the beginning to more recent. Let's start off with probably the first big Bryce Harper moment hit August 2019, a Thursday night against the Cubs.
Holland ready again, and the 2-2 on the way. Swung on, hit high and deep, right field, and that ball is gone!
Look at Harper go around the bases.
He's sprinting! Bryce Harper headed for the plate at full speed! Game over, Phillies win it!
That was a blast.
Great moment.
Against the Cubs. A grand slam, and he did sprint around the bases there. That, to me, was the first big Bryce Harper moment. All right, number two, playoffs against the Cardinals in St. Louis. I believe it was a Saturday night, game two of the National League wild card in 2022. And remember, Bryce, when he came off the IL late August, he didn't hit in September. I mean, I remember doing a show before the playoffs started, and we were talking about, like, which hitter would you want at the plate in the big moment? Mm-hmm. And very few people were saying Bryce, because his timing was off. He didn't hit in September that year. Well, he woke up against Miles Michaelis early in game two.
Bryce Harper leads off in the second. No score. He swings and hits one high and deep right field. Forget about it. Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on the board. His first playoff home run as a Philly. And it's 1-0 here in the second.
He crushed that ball. Fran, I don't know where you were at on Bryce that in that moment, but I remember, like, I didn't know what we were getting out of him in the playoffs because he didn't hit when he came back. And then I was like, oh, that woke him up. Like, that right. We hadn't seen that kind of swing in a while.
I mean, that started everything for that postseason run, a historic postseason run. So, yeah.
I also believe that was that David Robertson, the relief pitcher, got hurt. He was celebrating in the dugout, and he pulled his calf.
I'm
not sure.
It wasn't on the field?
No.
That wasn't Edwin Diaz. Right.
Edwin Diaz got hurt in the field. I think Robertson got hurt celebrating that. We were all celebrating. Phillies won that game and, of course, moved on to the division series against the Braves. They knocked them out. And then a few weeks later, a Sunday evening, Game 5 here, NLCS. You know the moment against the Padres.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes!
Yes! It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason. And he may never hit a bigger one.
I mean, listen to all these moments. And we got 65% of people saying we need a World Series for this to be a success.
I mean, that was a great moment.
We're there already.
But like I said, I was here for the first parade. And I remember the joy and the ridiculousness that I saw the night that they won that. And it was something like, that was the first parade, or the first world, not the parade, when they won. That was the first time I've ever seen anything like that. And man, I'll never forget it. Like the tears of joy that kids were crying, it was one of the greatest moments that I've ever witnessed. And then to be a part of the parade and them going down Broad Street the way that they did, that's the moments that Bryce had. And I'm not trying to diminish any of those because those are great moments. Mm-hmm. I'm not. But there's not – like, I've never been a part – I've seen them, but I've never been a part of one of those. That is something that I think that anybody, the caliber athlete that he is – would want to have a part of their legacy.
I'm sure he would. And it really would put the cherry on top. But
yeah.
I don't need it for it to be a success. All right, let's go to the fourth one on my list. And I had to incorporate something with Bryce and the fans. Well, how about this one? A few years ago, Bryce Harper, when he hit home run number 299, he gave a shout-out to one of our favorite listeners here on WIP.
I was driving in today, and you know, I'm listening to WIP like I do a lot, the 2 o'clock hour. And a guy named Chuck called in, and he calls in a lot. He's hilarious. But I said, he was talking about our team and talking about me and stuff. And I walked in the training room. I was like, I'm going to go deep tonight for Chuck. That guy had me fired up, man.
You know what?
$2.99 for Chuck.
It's the first time I've heard that. You're going to go deep for Chuck, huh?
Chuck and Mount Airy, it's so good.
That's the first time you heard that? That was in 23. You were here.
Yeah,
we played it then.
No, because the shirts came out right, and it only said doing it for Chuck in Mount Airy.
Yeah, you forgot the cut?
I don't remember hearing the cut. But for him to say he going deep for Chuck.
Yeah, he's going deep for Chuck in Mount Airy.
I'm going deep. This was for you, Chuck.
That's right. Boom. How could this not be a success? I mean, you don't get that anywhere.
I'm going deep for Chuck.
That's darn right. And the last one on my list, October 2023, one game after Attaboy Harper when he had the base running mistake in Atlanta to end game two. Hugh and I were there. Almost got beat up in Atlanta by some Braves fans. Came back to Philadelphia, and Bryce Harper made sure Orlando Arcia didn't forget him.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The right-hander's pitch. Swung on. Belted. Wow. Deep right field. And it's long. Gone for Harper. A second deck three-run home run for Bryce Harper as he punishes that pitch from Bryce Elder. And the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
Breaking ball hit in the air, center field. Going back is Harris. Back toward the wall. It is gone! He did it again! This time to center field. Harper looks at Arcia again as he goes around the second base bag. Fireworks are shooting out in right center field near the bell. And the Phillies lead it 7-1.
That's a big T-Mac call. T-Mac had a good call on that
one. Yeah, that was nice.
You know what I was thinking about as I heard that? The first one, the first homer of that game was Bryce Elder. That's the pitcher the Phillies beat up this past Friday night in Atlanta. That guy's going to have nightmares of the Phillies when his career ends. I mean, he gets crushed every time he sees them. It's batting practice. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, what's up, man?
Joey G and Mr. Hatfield, how you guys doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
You should wear that with some pride, Mr. Hatfield.
Yeah, I got a hat. I'm going to wear the hat.
You're good. Dennis, what's up? How are you?
Before I get to my trivia and Harper, I just want to say one thing. The last time I called in 2 weeks ago, I did, you know, what was Satchel Paige's nickname and how did he get it? He carried, and the first one was Joe Namath's picture on Broadway, and I was listening, and you felt like I was shunning him and just talking to you. So you today, you get the trivia question.
Oh, no.
I like this. Now you get the trivia.
I wasn't shunning.
Why was Walt Frazier called Clyde Frazier?
Wasn't it Clyde the Glide?
Nope.
Why was he called Clyde?
Because I think it was 67. He was enamored with the movie Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
And Clyde wore those fedoras, and that's how he got the name.
The fedora. Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, the fedora. Okay.
Walt Clyde Frazier is one of the most, like, just you see him and you know it's him. Like, no one dresses like him, and he always does. He has that, like,
the jackets.
The jackets and the pants. Yeah.
Beijing. He'd be
putting his beard. When he was with the Knicks, he drove around town in a Rolls Royce.
Yeah. He's still broadcast and still wears those outfits. It's a very, very interesting character. I've always been a fan.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, on Bryce Harper. Mm. I'm siding with you because it is about championships, and Bryce has had a very good career in Philly, but he has not hit, this is his seventh year and he's not going to do it this year, he has not hit over 35 homers once in a Phillies uniform. He's only had over 35 homers once in his career. He has had only one time in this will be 7 years, over 100 RBIs. So that, to me, Schwarber has significantly more homers and RBIs than Bryce. And you really need the championship. And I think that, you know, the epitome of championships was Russell. I think he had 16 or 17,
right,
counting the gold medal as a player, as a coach, high school and college. You know, you need that championship to be considered, you know, one of the greats. I firmly believe that.
So, all right. So I understand your point on that. And I think if we're talking about all-time great baseball player, yeah, I think that's kind of a tiebreaker that he doesn't have, right? You're comparing him. But if we're just talking about his Phillies tenure, I still think there's enough in the bank here, no pun intended, that this is a success.
Let me give you one other point. The year he won his MVP with us, the first 3.5 months, he didn't play well enough to make the All-Star team. Then from July 15th to September 15th, he was the best player on the planet. And then in that Atlanta series in September, when your MVP is supposed to drag you along, he went 0 for 12.
You're talking about the World Series?
No, no. The Atlantic Series. Atlanta wasn't World Series. Atlanta's in the same division.
We're talking about 2020, like 2021?
The year we were down there. I think it was hard.
Yeah. So, you know, he hasn't won a championship at any level in his career. Now, he's a very good ball player, but the champions are defined by championships. So I agree 100% with you.
Well, I understand. And he's not a champion. I mean, Dennis, good phone call. No one said he is. I mean, that's the truth. He's not a champion. But does that not make – that makes this not a success? I mean, I keep going back to where Phillies baseball was when he arrived here. And it was dead. It was dormant. And now we've had years of big success and a trip to the World Series and the NLCS and back-to-back years. That's successful to me. I don't know. Like, that doesn't come around very often.
Well, he revived the baseball culture here. No question about
yes.
that. Yes. But with that being said, what do you think most fans are expecting out of this? Not just the revival. They want the jewelry. They want the hardware.
Well, we all want that. It's an interesting question. If we had polled people the day he signed, do you expect a World Series?
I would think most people say yeah.
I mean, we all would have voted. I hope. I think it could happen. I don't know. I mean, if I said this earlier, if he went to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the teams that are typically in the mix,
mm-hmm.
like the playoffs every year and all that, then it's like, well, they're good anyway. You better finish the job with that team and win the World Series. He came to the Phillies. I mean, the Phillies don't have a lot of rich history of success. They really have 2 5-year runs in 100 years, right? And now this run is probably the third best run they've ever had. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't feel like it was mandatory to win a World Series.
So let me – this is what it sounds like when you say that. So, Bryce gets the pass because he chose us. He's one of the best baseball players to ever play the game. And so he chose us, so we don't hold him to the same standard.
So I don't view it. I understand what you're saying. To me, if they were bad, I'd be annoyed. If they were mediocre, I'd be annoyed. But like, if they make the playoffs 5 more years in a row and they just never break through, it's the third best run that franchise has ever had. How is that disappointing?
I think that's unacceptable. I think that we've gotten so far. We've gotten enamored so far with a player of his caliber that chose us, because, you know, like Black Greedy says, I'm not calling you out, Black Greedy, so don't get all up in your feelings on this weekend. But every time he calls, he says, thank you for choosing me.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now get the job done. Like, it just, like, being in this city and the standard that certain, like, other individuals are held to, like the quarterbacks, it just feels like it's different for him because of the caliber of person he was, and now it's like, hey, you know, if since you wear the Fanatics gear and you got the tattoo and everything, you're not being held to the same standard. No, the standard is to win a championship.
But all right, so but no one said that about AI. I can make the same case. People like Harper, right? They're like opposite people, but people like them. They're likable.
I hear the AI comparison. And I strongly don't feel like it's the same because AI embodied Philadelphia, in my opinion. Now, AI didn't win anything.
Some people feel that about Harper. I mean, some people feel connected to him.
No, like, they do.
Because he goes out of his way to try to say, I'm one of you.
Because he feels connected.
Yeah, right.
But it's not the same because, like I said earlier, Bryce feels like he has his finger in the mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the one that makes the decisions, and he's gotten some of his boys paid.
Yeah, of course.
And he's fallen short. He's fallen short. And now he's sitting here. And I'm not like, listen, you feel the way that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryce, in a sense, since we're comparing him to AI, AI was hurt. Every time I remember AI playing, there wasn't a time that I didn't remember him playing with a bad knee or a bad arm
or
whatever.
Well, he weighed about as much as me. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And he got beat up, but AI brought it every night.
So,
like, he brought it. Wait, let me just finish. He brought it every night. Bryce sat here a couple days ago, and we talked about it, and talked about how, hey, and I'm ad-libbing. I'm going to put a little hot sauce on it because, you know, that's what I do. Hey, I don't know how I feel.
We'll see.
I'm gonna see how, you know, I'm day to day. I didn't took like 85 swings. I don't know what I'm gonna get. This is, hey, rehab. It only can go so far. That's what he said.
Yeah,
like
he said that. Yeah, I mean, you put so it's
now,
true. Yeah, he said that.
And so now we're sitting here and we're trying to figure out what the hell the next 6 years go about
right,
gonna look like. That's why we have it, Bryce Harbaugh to have.
And they might not look great the next six and a half.
That's what I'm saying with AI. It was a respect there because AI, okay, dang, little fella out there getting beat up. But he brought it every night. I can't think of any time that I felt like AI, when he was older, and you know, he was done. But when he was in his prime, he didn't take days off.
All right, now I want to add to your comparison because I think, I want to say this the right way. They're different and they're unique personalities and they're different. They both connect in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But when we like someone, we do give some passes around
here. Natural.
Okay, let me bring up the pass that AI gets. AI didn't take care of his body. We all know the stories, right?
No, he would take it. He would hang out.
He brought it on the court, and he gave every ounce of energy he had on the court, and everyone here appreciated it from him. But he didn't take care of his body. I mean, he didn't. He didn't take training seriously. I mean, we all laugh at the practice thing now, but think about that in retrospect. What was he saying? The little things didn't matter, but yet we liked him. And my point is this. If Bryce ends without a title, I still think the whole thing is a success because of he revived this. And I could say the same thing about the Sixers. The Sixers had an amazing run in the 80s, and they won the title, and Dr. J and Moses. But since then, what have the Sixers been other than the Iverson era? Mostly garbage and disappointment.
Garbage is so
strong. I mean, they've been garbage and or disappointment.
Garbage!
Mediocre.
The only time that this city was truly proud of the Sixers in the last 40 years was AI's teams. And I view the Phillies like that now with Bryce. Like, this city was proud of them in 22. That the trip to the World Series, taking the Astros almost to the brink,
mm-hmm.
I think it's similar. Let's grab Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. How's everybody doing?
How's everybody good?
Bruce, what's up?
Oh, man, I tell you. But, you know, this whole Bryce thing, is, you know, I've been one of those people. I've been more of a critic of Bryce. Starting when, I think it was a year after they went to the championship and his agent, you know, he wanted a pay raise. And you know, that controversy just kind of went away. But I kind of kept an eye open on him about mm-hmm. that. And then I, you know, I would get on about being a panderer in chief and all that. But let me just say something about Bryce is that, I believe that, I mean, if we don't win a title, it would still be a success story of his legacy. And I kind of just, you know, when you look at the Iverson era, when you look at the Donovan era with the Eagles, there are a couple of things that come out. I don't know, Sixers are probably in a different space. But let's just look at Donovan and what he did for the Eagles. During the Donovan era, although they did not win a championship, I traveled all over the country, all over the world. Donovan, despite not winning a championship, took the Eagles that elevated the Eagles to a permanent winning culture forever. It transformed them since the 80s, the last time they went to the Super Bowl, and they've never really come down off of that, except plus or minus a few seasons. And so when I look at the Phillies over the last 5 years, what he has done has been phenomenal
mm-hmm.
For the Phillies. The intangible things of getting agents in and making them relevant. Would it be disappointing? Yes, it would. But the Phillies are in a place even this year, I mean, if they make some adjustments, they could make another legitimate run.
I mean, they have the pitching. It's a matter of figuring out the offense and the bullpen. Yep.
Right. But to that point, I just think that we just have to wait and see. The difficulty with what we're dealing with now is obviously Bryce is in decline. And we don't know what that's going to look like and how that's going to pan out. But that's neither here nor there. If they don't win, I've enjoyed the Phillies. I've enjoyed the excitement. I mean, it would be nice to get a title, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over because there's a lot of teams out there that can't say that they've done what
we've
done.
Well, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah, it is. All right, so, Bruce, what do you want to say about DeCameron Fritz? Where you at?
Now, DeCameron Fritz, look. I'm pulling for Fritz. I just listened to the morning show today, and freaking DeCameron was peacocking. You know, I like to use that word about maybe just quitting and showing him mercy. That just really got under my skin because I just don't like that guy. I don't like that guy at all. Especially he's peacocking this morning like you does on this.
Yeah, we all get annoyed by that.
I don't peacock.
Well, stop. Bruce, we appreciate it. Happy July 4th.
I don't have to because I live rent-free in y'all head every
day. You peacock.
I don't peacock.
No, what do you say? Oh, I find it fascinating. I find it interesting.
I do start out with that.
Yeah, that's peacocking.
That's not peacocking.
That is a soft way of I told you so.
I'm just saying.
Just say I told you so.
I find it fascinating. It just sounds better.
It does. Well, it sounds like, I'm smarter than all of you. And now,
definitely not that.
When it comes to all defense luxury, you really think you're on something there.
I'm just saying, though, I get so many different examples of me being in that wheelhouse on a daily basis. I mean, I don't even have to say it. It's just like every time y'all hear something about it, y'all be like, damn it, he's going to be annoying.
Of course, the irony is the Eagles won the Super Bowl in the back of their defense, which you ignore. Yeah, that didn't happen.
They did a good job.
All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, Harper at the half. Is this thing a success, the Harper era without a World Series? Yes or no? Where do you come down? And we'll check in with you people. I'm sure they have a lot to say on Bryce and probably us today. And should Hugh Douglas go to the block party in his neighborhood this weekend, tomorrow? Of course he should. Is he going to?
No.
Of course he's not. Midday he's show. Not Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special, everybody. Marinated carnitas. And they're boneless. And they're tasty. Juicy. Flavor for days. This is your average pork roast, everybody. This is the next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or when you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork, everybody. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.